Now, President Biden is getting some praise from a seemingly unlikely source, his predecessor. In response to Biden's plan to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan, former President Trump put out a statement calling the strategy, quote, a wonderful and positive thing to do. But he added Biden should do it sooner than the target date of September 11th. Trump had made a deal with the Taliban to leave Afghanistan by May 1st. Other Republicans have been critical of the move. In a tweet, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said, quote, there's nothing wonderful or positive about allowing safe havens and sanctuary for terrorists to reemerge in Afghanistan or see Afghanistan drawn back into another civil war. Our next guest says Biden and Trump are on the right track. Sam Rogers is Coalition's Director of Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, and a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. Sam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much for having me on, Rob. I appreciate it.
Make the case. Why do you, having been there, why do you see it as time now for the U.S. to get out of Afghanistan?
Well, there's a few different aspects that we've approached this from over the past couple of years as part of our larger campaign to really reform foreign policy, particularly the global war on terror and the endless war in Afghanistan. We've approached these things from a moral, constitutional, fiscal, and national security perspective. As you said, my experience in the Army, my first deployment was in the 2009-2010 surge in Afghanistan under President Obama. I went again in 2012, 2013, and 2015 and 2016. And so I really experienced the second half of this conflict and seen its futility firsthand. We believe that the legitimacy of the Afghanistan government is never going to come from an American occupation and us trying to recreate some government in our own image that at some point ends up denying the Afghan people self-determination and their ability to chart their own path forward. And this is supported, you know, by the majority of the veteran community, veteran families, service members, current active duty service members, and the general public. Have all polled in a strong majority in opposition to continuing this conflict.
And Sam, in a recent piece you wrote about the damage this has done to families, to people who served over there, especially in, as you said, your first deployment in the year 2010. Can you talk a little bit about the long-term impact you've seen when people return home or in cases where they don't return home?
Absolutely. You know, my unit lost over 40 soldiers, were killed, and several hundred wounded, amputees, very serious things, along with a serious rash of suicides that started downrange, spiked when we returned, and have continued now on 10 years later. And as the military population shrinks, you know, the New York Times pointed out that almost 80% of new enlistees come from military families. Less and less of the population sees the really catastrophic impacts these things have on military families, on their communities, on their children. Each really a serious butterfly effect that continues year after year. And with so few congressional representatives really interested in voting on what it is we are for what it is we are doing there, we just think that if we are going to sacrifice so many of our sons and daughters, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, they owe us a rigorous public debate about how Afghanistan is in our national interest and why we should continue to sacrifice people for it.
We're talking to Sam Rogers with Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin. He's a veteran of the war in Afghanistan, making the case that President Biden is on the right track in removing troops from Afghanistan this year. Now, the original agreement between President Trump and the Taliban had called for May 1st as the deadline. President Biden had extended that to September 11th, a symbolic date, but also, I think, recognizing some logistical challenges in getting everybody out. What do you think, though, of that delay in effect of about 5 months?
You know, obviously, we would prefer to be ending a withdrawal on May 1st rather than starting it. But to be quite honest, you know, President Biden's commitment is probably 90% aligned. we're thrilled to see, you know, president after president recognize that this is an issue that can't go on any longer. And we're thrilled that President Biden has committed to taking steps. You know, the Taliban has already said they plan to start shooting again on the 2nd of May. And it'll just be very important that folks in the public, that you know, the thousands of volunteers we've had in Wisconsin who across the political spectrum, who have reached out to the White House, who have reached out using our petition system to their representatives, that, you know, when folks start getting hurt again, and there will be fighting, that we hold fast on our commitment to withdraw troops, and we don't allow ourselves to be trapped back into this cycle of surges and withdrawals and surges and withdrawals.
I mentioned Senator Lindsey Graham earlier. He's one who's criticized both former President Trump and President Biden for setting up timelines to pull troops out. In another tweet, he said, quote, President Biden will have, in essence, canceled an insurance policy against another 9/11, end quote. And that's been the big concern, Sam, the concern that right. If we're not in Afghanistan, terrorist groups will regroup, not just the Taliban who work in Afghanistan, but ones that might work internationally, might target the United States. What do you say to people with that concern?
Sure. And you know, my first two tours, I was an interrogator. And then my third, I was an intelligence officer. And this is a big piece of what we do at Concerned Veterans for America is education. And this is one of those tropes that has just, we've not shaken ourselves free from over the last 20 years. The idea that our occupying Afghanistan or really any developing or unstable nation where a handful or a dozen or 50 folks with ill intent could plan something terrible, the idea that somehow that has anything to do with our domestic physical security of our country is, I think, just been disproven. It's been disproven. And none of these folks who really support staying there perpetually have been able to publicly and rigorously debate and demonstrate how this has benefited our national security. You know, we're killing the grandchildren of the folks who started this. If anything demonstrates that what we're doing right now isn't working, it's that.
And Sam, you started off by saying this is a piece of a wider concern that you have about our foreign policy and the way we use military force. What kind of things would you invite people to think about when we consider when and where we send American soldiers and other service members?
Absolutely. You know, foreign policy reform is going to be the big next step after withdrawing troops from Afghanistan, particularly putting expiration dates, sunset dates into future authorizations for use of military force. You know, because the campaign in Afghanistan that started with this document that described a punitive campaign in response and retaliation for 9/11 has been expanded now to cover like over 19 countries, none of which anyone's had a say in or a vote in. In fact, you know, less than 15% of the folks who voted for the 2001 authorization for use of military force in Afghanistan are even still in the Congress. We'd like to see a regular reoccurring vote by our representatives. You know, the Congressional War Powers is one of their probably most important obligations, and they've just kind of eschewed that over the years. And we think the military needs to go back to being the absolute last resort. We believe at CVA that a strong, capable, well-trained, well-equipped military is critical to our national defense. But we also think that its place is as a last resort after all of our other educational and economic and diplomatic tools have been thoroughly exhausted. We've had a public debate about, are we willing to sacrifice our people for something?
And in just our last few moments, Sam, you talked about the impact that the service in Afghanistan had on so many people and their families. Briefly, is there something you think needs to be done for those veterans, for their families, that isn't being done right now?
Oh, man. That's a big question. Maybe
sorry, I gave you just a short amount of time.
Yeah, no, that's great. I would encourage folks to reach out, www.cv4a.org or endingendlesswars.com. You can check us out, Concerned Vets for America Wisconsin, on Facebook. We work with community nonprofits who are trying to address those things and find ways to, you know, to bottom up solve community veteran needs. And really, if any vets are struggling, or if they're looking for a meaningful fight to get back into, reach out to us. And we work on VA issues as well. And it's a big field of reform needed. And Concerned Vets for America Wisconsin will be here long term. So we'd love to have you guys on board and help you get the things you need.
We'll leave it there. Sam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate your time.
That's Sam Rogers, Coalition's Director for Concerned Veterans for America, Wisconsin, and a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. We talked to him about his support for President Biden's decision to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan with a target date of September 11th of this year.